President Obama's upcoming speech is being billed as his most comprehensive response to U.S. spying disclosures made by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. Mr. Obama will seek to address mounting privacy concerns and is likely to ask Congress to help decide thorny issues pitting civil liberties against national security. Those issues were raised before a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing Tuesday by members of the President's Review Group on Intelligence. Legal scholar Cass Sunstein said the review group's recommendations will not undermine national security.
Much of our focus has been on maintaining the ability of the intelligence community to do what it needs to do. And we emphasize, if there's one thing to emphasize, it's this, that not one of the 46 recommendations in our report would, in our view, compromise or jeopardize that ability in any way.
The review group has issued a report urging private storage of bulk data collected by the NSA and enhanced privacy protections for U.S. and non-U.S. citizens. It also recommended privacy advocates play a role in secret courts that authorize wiretaps and improved oversight of NSA programs, particularly surveillance operations of foreign leaders. Reforms are needed, according to Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy.
We're really having a debate about what are Americans' fundamental relationship with their own government. The government exists for Americans, not the other way around.
But intelligence reforms must not return federal agencies to a pre-September 11th, 2001 mentality, cautioned Republican Senator Chuck Grassley.
Some of the recommendations in the report appear to make it more difficult to investigate a terrorist than a common criminal. Some appear to extend the rights of Americans to foreigners without good reason. And some appear to rebuild the wall between our law enforcement and national security communities that exist before September 11, 2001.
Former U.S. National Intelligence Director John Negroponte puts the challenge for President Obama this way.
Is how do you make improvements in issues such as privacy and the treatment of our friends and allies abroad without prejudicing or harming somehow the effectiveness of our intelligence collection efforts. It's a balance, and it's a balance that is being looked at now, as it has been in the past, and I'm sure will again be in the future, and it's kind of a dynamic situation.
But the review group warned in its report that striking a balance between liberty and security may not be possible, saying, quote, some safeguards are not subject to balancing at all. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The Capitol.